modo.
It's not on yet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have five after Michael.
Okay, so what should we do?
Well, I didn't make the counting of the OMA class last night. Did he mention anything? Was he able to get on?
Yes, ma'am. He did mention we're going to have class this morning.
Oh, he did say it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So should we wait another 10 minutes? Or?
I think another five.
Okay.
That'll be 10 after.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll hold on until then.
Okay, me too.
Okay. I'm going to go mute.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin. We are doing Psalm 31 today. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link by scrolling down where you see the Tanit Dibur recordings, and just above the Tanit Dibur recordings, you'll find the Psalms worksheets, the work handouts, the Psalms landing page, and the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. Then we will start with the Psalms landing page, and I'll start with a L'shem Yehud. And as I said, we are analyzing Psalm Tehillim 31. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bid hilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu v'yakta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael v'nud Torah mitzvah v'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei adeinu kananei aleinu maasei adeinu kananeihu. Psalm 31 is said on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. And just to refresh your memories, there are people who say all 150 psalms during a given Hebrew month. So on the fifth day of the month, this psalm would be said along with some others. The Kavanah, the psalm was composed by King David, but in a desperate, destitute, and oppressed state. He was running from King Shaul, placing his trust in Hashem. This psalm is instructing mankind to put our trust in Hashem alone. Well, I just would like to comment that throughout Jewish history, people have not been at a level of consciousness where they could trust Hashem completely. They constantly worked to have relationships with other nations. Those relationships, we were warned about by the prophets. The prophets never take away free choice, but the warnings need to be heard. And those warnings still apply today. I will go one step further and say, rather than Egypt the modern state of Israel is depending on the modern Egypt, which is known as the United States of America. If you read the prophets, you'll read the warnings. Trust in Hashem. The first word in the psalm is Lamnatseach, and as we have learned, it is a cutting word, a pruning word. Pruning is removing something. There's much more to be understood about Lamnatseach. In the introduction on the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Avraham Sutton, there are 25 verses in Psalm 1. 25 is the gematria that connects the famous word, Yehi. Yehi or, let there be light. Yehi has the meaning of let there be. It also connects to the word Yehud or Yehod, which translates as an active appreciation or an active thankfulness. It also connects to you. It is also the gematria of the 71st name of the 72 names of Hashem. This name connects to prophecy as well as the Sefirah of Hod. It also connects to the concept of parallel universes, which we in our classes have used as the metaphor of the Cineplex movies, multiplex movie theaters. Prophecy exists in the or between the relationship between Hod and Netzach. When you have Yehod, you have the active Sefirah of Hod, which essentially is prophecy. Let us transition to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. And we're starting, obviously, with the first verse.
Lamnatseach mizmor shele David.
Lamnatseach, dedicated to the Master of Creation, who grants eternal victory. A pruning psalm, a cutting song by David. The second verse.
Becha Adonai Yohewaheh Chasiti Al Avosha Le'olam B'tzad Katcha Palteini.
In you alone, Hashem, I have placed my trust. I will therefore never be ashamed. Rescue me with your loving charities. There are 8 words indicating that this is a connection above the physical to the spiritual levels, the levels of Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina. 8 connects to Bina, but there's a unity in this between Chokhmah and Bina, that they never separate. So if you connect to Bina, you also connect to Chokhmah. If you're consciously thinking of something, you're also consciously thinking of that in your unconscious, although it's not a conscious, you're not aware of what is going on in your unconscious. 3, third verse. Ha te eli, eli asmecha, mehera. Heyeli Mitsur Meos Levet Mitsudot Lehoshieni. Incline your ear to me, deliver me quickly, be a rock of strength on my behalf, a fortified stronghold to come to my rescue. This is a prayer, this is a request. Maybe it's even stronger than a request. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. Fifty letters. The number 50 connects to the Jubilee. It connects to Bina, the 50 gates of Bina. The fourth verse. Ki sali sudati atal umayam. Shimcha utanahaleni. For you alone are my rock and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, therefore, lead me and guide me. The requests continue. 8 words. We've been connecting to Bina the last 3 verses. The 5th verse. Hotzieni mereshet zutamnu likiata melzi. Extricate me from the trap that they, those who hate me, have secretly laid for me, for you alone are my refuge. 8 words again. I'm going to have a short discussion about the word ata. Ata translates as you. You do this, you do that. We say ata in the words of the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, and so forth. Atah, the Zohar teaches us, has the letters Aleph to Tav, which represents the Shekhinah. It represents all of the energy of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet that begins with the Aleph and ends with the Tav. This word Et is always the Shekhinah. It is always a connection to the energy of the vessel being the Hebrew letters. The last letter He relates to the last letter He of the 4-letter name of God, Yud He Vav He. So the meditation, whenever you see the word Atah, which means you in the masculine form, the sharing form, is to inject the energy of the letters, the energy of the universe into the physical world. It's an activating mechanism to draw Shefa into your life. The sixth pasuk. Be'yad ha'af ki'yad af ki'yid ruhi padita oti Adonai Yehovahe el emet. Into your hands alone I entrust my spirit. O redeem me, Hashem, faithful God of truth. Eight words. The seventh pasuk. Saneti hasmerim havleshavani el Adonai Yohewahe batachti. I abhor those who rely on false powers to save them. I place my trust in Hashem alone. Again, eight words. I think we are connecting to Bina. The eighth pasuk. Agila v'yeshmecha b'cha. Et ani yadata b'tzarot nafshi. I will therefore delight and rejoice only in your loving kindness, for you have beheld my misery. You have taken cognizance of the pain of my soul. Ten words connecting to all of the Sefirot. Excuse me, I was reading in the... I'm going to continue the discussion of the word Atah by mentioning the Et. The Et is the letters of the Aleph Bet. It is always the Shekhinah. On a grammatical level, it's telling you that the word Ani, or Ani, is not the subject of the verse. It's the direct object of the verse. Because the way Hebrew is structured, the subject and the direct objects can be interchanged. And sometimes it will be confusing as to what is the subject and what is the direct object. And that does change the meaning of words. So grammatically, the et is used to identify the direct objects. But it's really indicating that that idea, and in this case, the word ani, is a my poor person. Is a literal translation. That direct object is being supported by the Shekhinah. The ninth verse. Wurlo hasgartani viado eoyev heamata b'merchav Raglai. You have therefore not given me over into the hands of my enemies. You have set my feet in a broad place. Example, you have brought me forth from constriction to freedom. Rather than example, it's probably an explanation. Ten words. I miscounted it. It's seven words in verse 9, connecting to the physical world. And when you're in the physical world, you're subject to the vagaries of the physical world. But there are two aspects to the physical world, that one of Satan and one of Hashem. And you always have the free choice. When you make the right free choice, you move to that broad place, to that level of freedom, having left constriction. The 10th verse. Chaneni Adonai Yohei Wahei Ki Tzar Li Asha Pekas Ani Nafshi Uvitzni. O be gracious to me, Hashem, for I am still distressed. My eye has wasted away with grief. My soul and my innards are darkened, weakened. Ten words connecting to all of the Sephirot, which are the ten Sephirot within you. That's just one example. The 11th verse. Ki kalu biyagon chaye ushnotai biyanacha kashel kashal laoni kohi wa'atzamai asheshu. For my life is spent in anxiety, my years in sighing, because of my iniquity. My strength has been weakened. My bones have deteriorated. Eleven words. 11 connects to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. When you connect to the 11, you connect to all aspects of the creation. You are moving closer to Hashem. But it's risky because Satan is within it. And unless you constantly maintain your consciousness of positivity and your connection to Hashem, Satan is a very wily entity. And you can be lost. The 12th verse, I should have said, Chas v'shalom, God forbid. Mikol sarai hayiti herpa v'lishkeni meod upachad lim yud roi bachutz nadu mimenai. I have become a laughingstock of my oppressors and even more of my neighbors, while my friends and acquaintances dread me. Whoever sees me in the street. There should be some continuation. Avoids me. The 13th verse. Nishkachti kemet. Nilev Zayiti Kihli Oved. I am forgotten from the heart like a dead man. I am in their eyes as a lost article for which no one searches. 6 words connecting to Zerantin. In this context, as you read these words and you feel the aloneness being expressed, you can understand that this is Zerantin, this is man by himself. the 14th verse. Ki shamati dabat rabim magor misaviv bechovastam yachad alei lekachat nafshi zamanu zaman samamu. When I heard so many people libeling me and blaming me, casting allegations all around that would make anybody fear to come near me, when they gathered together to take counsel against me, scheme to take my soul, twelve words connecting to all of physicality, to all of the 12 tribes. The 15th verse. Nice scrolling in a little bit. The 15th verse. La ni la alecha batachti Adonai Yohe wahe amarti Elohai ata. But as for me, I have trusted in you, Hashem. I said, you alone are my God, are my Hashem. Seven words connecting to the physical. Twenty-nine letters, which connects to the letters of creation associated with the month of Av, the month of the Father, connecting to Hashem. The 16th verse. Biyadcha atotai hatzileni miyad oyevai umerodfai. All my times, the different periods and phases of my life, both the good and the troublesome, all of these are in your hand. Please rescue me from the hands of my enemies and from my pursuers. We have multiple pursuers, but there's only one enemy, and that is the negative system we named Satan. The 17th verse. Ha ira panecha al avdecha hoshieini, bechazdecha. Shine the light of your face upon your servant. Deliver me with your loving kindness. 6 words connects to Zeranpin. Twenty-seven letters connects to the totality of the 27 Hebrew letters. Both the 22 letters and the 5 final forms, meaning the end times. The 18th verse. Adonai Yohei Wahei Al avosha ki keraticha yevoshu rashaim yadmu lishol. I will never be ashamed, for to you alone I called. Let those who have become entangled in their own evil be ashamed. Let them be silenced as they descend to Sheol. Sheol is the lowest level of Gehinnom, the lowest level of hell. Nine words is Yesod. It's the channel to everything, positive and negative. The 19th pasuk. Te'alam naya shoftei shakir hadorot al tzadik atak b'ga'avad v'avuz. Let the lips of those who speak falsehood be silenced. They speak haughtily against the righteous. Let them perish in their own vainglory and contempt. 9 words connecting to the channel, to the Yesod. There's 37 letters. 37 is a number that connects to the concealed aspect of Bina. Because Bina, when you spell out the Tetragrammaton in a certain way, the Gematria B is 63. When you take the first letters, it's 26. Because it's the four-letter name of Hashem. So you have 37 as the remainder. This is the concealed letters. When you say Yo, you're also saying Vav and Dalet, the spelled out. We just don't hear those letters, and we don't perceive that energy. The 20th pasuk. Marav tuvcha asher tzifanta lirecha palta lachosim bach neged b'nei adam. How great is the goodness that you have stored away in the next world, the world that is coming, for those who revere you. Leave in this world. You have done, even in this world, you have done wondrous things for those who trust in you in the sight of the children of men. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. 41 connects you to the mother, Bina. The 41 is the Hebrew word M, Aleph Mem, meaning mother. Pasuk 21. Kasti Drem Beseter Panecha Meruchetse. Isht teach the name Besuka Meiriv Lishonot. Hide, protect them in the concealment of your presence from the machinations of evil men. Conceal them under the canopy of your love from the argumentativeness of those whose tongue wag, who delight in spreading false tales. This is a channel whose nine words connects to Yesod. The 22nd verse. Blessed is Hashem. Baruch Hashem Ki Tifliya Hasdoli Be'er Matzor. Blessed is Hashem who has shown such wondrous kindness to me in the fortified city, letting me escape from the fortified city of Kela, thus rescuing me from Shaul. And Rabbi Sutton is directing us to a section of chapter 23 of the book of Samuel. And I will remind you that the book of Samuel is one book, not two. Verse 23. Vani amarti bezazi nigrazti mineged enecha. Aken shamati kol tachanunai b'sheyue elecha. And I even said in my haste, I am cut off from your eyes. But in truth, unknown to me at the time, you heard the call of my supplications when I cried out to you. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes, connecting to the physical world. The 24th pasuk. Echen vo et Adonai Yehovahe kol chasidav emunim netzer. Adonai Yehovahe Shalem al yeter osei gawar. O love Hashem, all you devoted ones who serve him without thought of reward. Hashem protects those who are faithful to him, but he surely recompenses those who act with haughtiness. Thirteen words indicating to us that people who are haughty are also us. The 25th verse. Chizku v'yametz levavchem kol hamyachalim Therefore, be strong and courageous of heart, all you who hope in Hashem. I will now begin again in sequence. L'mnatzeach mizmor l'David v'cha Adonai chasiti al evosha le'olam b'tzidkatcha palteni. Ha'ate elai aznecha mehera Hatzileni heyeli v'tzur me'oz l'veit metzudot v'hoshieni kisali umtzudati ata uma'an shimcha tamcheni ut nahaleni. O tzieni mereshet zutamunu li ki ata meuzi biyadcha afkid ruchi padta o ti Adonai Yohei Wahei El emet shneiti hashomrim chavli shavani el Adonai Yohei Wahei batachti Agila v'yez mecha v'chazdecha asher ra'ita et ani yadata v'tzarot nafshi v'lo chazgarti ani b'yad oyev ha'amadta Bamirtal Chav Raglai Chaneni Adonai Yohei Wahei Kitzar Li Ashabatas Eini Nafshi Uvitni Ki Kalu B'Yadon Chayei Ushnotai b'anacha tashal b'avoni kochi v'atzamai asheshu mikol tzerorai chayiti harpa b'lishkeini meod ufaha midyu Lim Yuda Broai Bachut Nadu Mimeni. Nishkachti Gemet Milaev Haiti Kifli Oved. Ki shemati debat rabim magor misaviv b'chi vastam yachad alai lekachat nafshi zamu v'ani alecha betachti Adonai Yohei Wahei amarti
Elohai Ata Fiat Chaototai Hatsileni Miadoyovai Amerodfai Haira Fanecha Alavdecha Hoshieni Bechazdecha. Adonai Yohewahe Avosha Kikaraticha Yevosh Yevoshu Rashaim Yadmuli Sheol Ta'alamna Shavte Sheker Adovrot Al Tzadik Atak The Gavavus Marav Tucha Asher Tifanta Lareecha Palta Lachosim Bach Neged Bnei Adam Chas tirem neseter panecha meroka ruchse isht titzpegnem pesuka meriv lishonot baruch Hashem ki tifleyau chas doli Be'ir matzor, va'ani amrati, v'chavzi negrazti, mineged einecha, aken shemati, kol tachanunai, v'shavi eilecha, achayavu et Hashem kol hasidav emunim notzer Adonai Yohewahe shalem al yechad yecher osei na'awa Hasku chizku v'yametz Devalchem kol hamyachalim L'Adonai Yohewahe
The end of the psalm, the end of our analysis, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? To remind you of the classes coming up, the end of Shabbat, end of tomorrow, we have Havdalah as a community at 6 p.m. At 7 p.m. we will count the Omer as well as have a Zohar class. We have the double parasha of Tazria Metzora. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our studies of the holidays. We still have a number of holidays coming up, leading up to Shavuot. We're still in the 90-day period. We're in the period of the Omer, as we will count each evening. At 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes on advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock Sunday night, we will count the Omer and we will also have a Rosh Chodesh connection for the new month of Iyar. Does anyone have any questions? A big shalom, Shabbat shalom to all. I hope you have a beautiful Shabbat filled with much joy and peace and serenity. Shalom gadol and simcha. Shalom all.
Shalom.
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 Shalom, Hanok. Thank you.
Thanks, Hanok.
Thank you. Shalom all.